every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Fresh out of Mother's Day. How you doing?
I'm great. Yes, fresh out of Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there and aunties and grandmas and even little and big sisters who act as mothers as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. Shout out to all of y'all who are making it happen. I know last week we talked about the Lunch Heroes and how they were doing stuff. We got Mom and Lunch Heroes.
Right. Last Friday was Lunch Hero Day, so we want to recognize all of our ladies down in Central Kitchen and all the buildings. Up to this point, since the pandemic started, they've served almost 1 million meals.
Wow.
So that is amazing. So we just want to give a shout out to them. We did it last Monday, but we want to give them another shout out.
Yeah, because they do a phenomenal job of handling all the food. Now, I know that, you know, last week I saw via Facebook, you know, I got some children who I used to have in my class were graduating. So graduation happened last week.
Right. Graduation for early college, Youngstown Early College, happened last week on Thursday, virtually, but successful. Congratulations to all those scholars, but their parents as well, because they should be congratulated to all the teaching staff. We appreciate them.
Awesome.
We're excited about our next two graduations, actually three. So we have another graduation from Chauffin, then we have East, and then we have Cheney. So.
Yeah, it was definitely beautiful, and I loved watching everybody, looking at everybody's pictures and stuff like that. So school is still going, but I know there's something this week. Is there an early dismissal or something?
Yes, on Wednesday the 12th, we have early release. So
okay.
That's going to be, so the students will be offline or they'll be out of school early on the 12th.
Okay. So everybody keep that in mind, out early on the 12th. And you know what? The 12th is also, I believe, the end of Nurses Week. It started on the 6th, ends on the 12th. I don't know why I didn't just go Monday to Friday. But I know the school has some wonderful nurses. I was in contact with them all the time when my daughter was in school. So shout out to the school nurses as well.
Right. Absolutely. Shout out to them. We're going to do something special for them this week. Should be really a really nice surprise. But shout out to them. They've been working through the pandemic as well, and we got them signed up to work for the summer. They have been dedicated, just like our lunch staff. They've been dedicated. I remember probably about in the wintertime, if you ever go to Chick-fil-A, they kind of have these, when it gets really, really cold outside or really, really rainy, they kind of have these plastic boxes that the people bear in. Their arms come out, and it's not covered so they don't get wet. Well, we had looked at buying that for our lunch ladies because they were out in the cold and the snow. Sometimes the lights weren't working, but I mean, the nurses have been the same way. They've been there. They've been there through it all. So it's been, we have a great team in Youngstown, and we're enjoying our family. That's what I call them, the Youngstown family.
Awesome. And you know what? You actually have to be a family to make things work, you know, as good as they need to work for the good of the children and the good of the community. Now, I know we were talking a little bit earlier about the lunch ladies handing out almost 1 million meals. That's a feat in of itself. But food distribution is still on. Tell me about that. And does it change, you know, because school is going to be ending soon?
It won't change. The only thing we will have is at the last week of school, we're going to have a 2-week distribution instead of a distribution every week. But that's so we can get ready for the summertime.
Okay.
But I'll have that date for you later. I don't want to put the date out now because then people will get confused. But yep, our food distribution stays at from 11 to 2 on Wednesday at East Cheney, Wilson, Paul C. Bunn, and Chauffin Career and Technical Center. I know it by heart now. I've said it so much.
Awesome. And you know what? I do too. So I'm thankful that you got that out there. It will change, but not just yet. And of course, we'll keep everybody up to date when it does. I want to thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. Any parting words for the families of Youngstown Scholars before you go?
No, I know there's a lot of questions about next year, but next year we plan on going back, you know, in person. So we've had parent meetings, but you know, this is another vehicle and avenue to talk to people and give them information. But next year we plan on going back to school full time in person. So
awesome. So keep that in mind, parents. You got to buy some school clothes, actual clothes. Thanks so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.